Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lord, we give you praise and we worship you. Can we just lift our hands everywhere and in 1 minute just love on the Lord, give him all the worship, all the adoration, all of our praises. There is none compared to him. Go ahead and worship him. In 1 minute, just pour out your love to the Father. Just bless his name. Bless his name. Bless him. The steadfast love of the Lord never faileth. His mercies never come to an end. Yet I knew let's be seated. Hallelujah. Alright, so let's get into the word. Today, we'll talk about the hand of God. Amen. The hand of God. And while I was meditating through the night, I woke up around 4 a.m. I started thinking of how to teach this topic because I find it difficult to teach the word of God in beats. By that I mean when we have topic like this, it's more like a partition for me. You know, the hand of God in the Bible simply means the power of God, a display of the power of God. And we can't just say the power of God until we go further to say the anointing upon. Amen. Talks about the display of God's power. You know, you can be powerful and not display it at some point. Are we together? For instance, who can raise 50 kg in a gym here? You can raise 50 kg, both hands. Wave your hands. Alright. I hope people are not raising your hands by faith, because this is not faith realm. You have ever tried it, you can raise 50 kg. You can raise 50 kg, right? Bring an amp there. Who can raise 100? Bring an amp. That amp you brought that time, where is it? Okay, you've taken it away. Alright, so there's no amp. Would have affirmed it. We can't doubt anybody that said they can raise 50 kg or 100 kg by looks. Although sometimes you are tempted to doubt people. But you've seen people who look slim that can carry heavy things before. How many of you have seen that? And have you seen people who are fat that cannot carry big things? So that brings us to this thing that says you cannot judge a book by its what? Its cover. So somebody may be powerful, but alright, you can't really tell until you see a manifestation of the power. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So the manifestation of that power is what we call dunamis. That God is so powerful. And the manifestation of his power is what we call dunamis, or the hand of God, as written in a lot of power of scriptures. And like Kenneth Hagin, who of blessed memory, who always say, per Kenneth Hagin, he will call it the anointing upon. Are we together? The anointing upon, more like an empowerment. Hallelujah to Jesus. And every time God wants to do something magnificent, something out of this world, you always see him referring to his hand. Are we together? Let's take, for instance, Ezekiel 3 and 14. Ezekiel 3 and 14. Can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. So the Spirit lifted me up. We are many for this kind of voices. One, two, read, everyone. And I went in bitterness. He said, but the hand of the Lord was what? Strong upon me. The hand of the Lord simply means, now you see something there, he said, upon me. And that's why I said, Kenneth Hagin chose to call it what? The anointing upon. Are we together? 37:1. And if you read downwards, it's towards achieving a goal. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? 37:1. Same part of scripture, Ezekiel. It says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of what? Bones. Now remember the story, isn't it? Ezekiel in the valley of what? Dry bones. Now God wanted to show his wonders. What came upon Ezekiel before God told him to display his own power through Ezekiel? What came upon him now? The hand of the Lord. It was towards achieving an impossible goal. This is a valley of what? Dry bones, full of bones. Yet what did the Lord tell Ezekiel? Son of man, speak to these bones. Are you guys here tonight? But did he just say speak to them? No. What came upon him before he said it, said to Ezekiel to speak to them? The hand of the Lord. Because this thing Ezekiel is about to do is out of this world. So he needed something upon him. Are we together? And if you are familiar with Kenneth Hagin's of blessed memory writing, you will see where he always talks about the anointing within the anointing upon. And like I said, when I was meditating 4 a.m. this morning, the Lord told me to still use this beautiful illustration I've been using before, just that it may be quite ambiguous for some of you who are not science students, but I think you understand by God's grace. It is the two forces that determines oscillatory motion. These two forces are centrifugal force and centripetal force. Are we together? The centri what? Fugal force and what? Centri. I'm sure science students are very excited now, because yeah, we're saying something that they can relate with. So what is a centrifugal force? Don't worry, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Amen. So I asked the question, so people looked at me, okay. The pastor, please don't disgrace me in church. When a body moves in a circular path, right? The force that acts away from the center is called centrifugal force. It acts away from the center. So it acts away. What will I use? Do I have something like charger? Yeah, simple pendulum. I want to do something. Give me this cord. You know, some people are charging their phone on a Sunday morning. Isn't that interesting? A world of... Give me the head of this thing. They can't wait to get online immediately after service. I pray it doesn't... Alright, can you see this? If you observe something, there's a pool. Ooh. Amen? There's a pull towards this edge. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So that pull away from the center is called what? Away is called what? centrifugal. I've not called centripetal first. This one that took it like that. Now, if you are trying to go towards a roundabout, if you observe, the car is going like this, you are going like this. So the one that is going like this is called what again? Centrifugal. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The one that determines that car to walk towards, to move towards that roundabout, towards the center of that roundabout, is called what? Centripetal. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain now? So this force in the middle of what I'm doing is centripetal. The one acting outward is what? Centrifugal. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's one of the best way I like to explain the anointing upon the anointing within. Two of them cannot work independent of each other. Are you listening? You can be anointed without the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what we call the anointing within. Spiritual maturity. If you have the anointing without the anointing within, you will still be useless. The Bible speaking in Matthew 7, the Bible said, they said at the end of times, God speaking to a set of people, he said, they casted demons away in my name, they healed the sick in my name, they did a lot of deliverances in my name, but I will tell them, away from me, you workers of what? Iniquity, for I never knew you. Isn't that interesting? That they did all of those stuff in his name. And somebody may be wondering, why would God allow them to do in his name? And at the end, tell them that he never knew them. That's the power of grace, the finished work of Jesus. Alright? And you see, that is why some people, you know, have you heard people that say whatever you do in the flesh does not matter? Have you heard people that say that if a believer steals, die while stealing, die while committing fornication, it doesn't matter, he will go to heaven. Have you heard people talk like that? What do you think is happening here? That you are a sinner and you said, get out in the name of Jesus, and the demon left. You will feel like you are the righteous. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? You feel like your sin doesn't really matter. Because in spite of your sin, the demon left. In spite of your sin, the dead ear opened. You know, you may not really understand this, but a lot of men of God understand what I'm saying. A lot of men of God. You know, one sister said one time, many years ago, it's not a nice story, but so that you learn from this. She said she was raped by a particular man of God. And she said, she now went for the service one day, and when he took the mic, she was so sure God was going to deal with him from the podium because of what he did. So she was watching to see how God would strike him and how God would disgrace him, and to her greatest amazement, the man was laying hands on people, and people who were filled with demons were reacting, and the demons were checking out. And she was so surprised. She felt like God should hate. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, that didn't happen, but that doesn't mean that God is approving that man in spite of his sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because look at it. At the end of time, what will he say? Away from me, what? Workers of iniquity, for I never, what? Knew you. But why would God allow the anointing to be in display even though that guy was a sinner? Now, that possibility is only made available because of what Jesus has done on the cross, and majorly because of the needs of the people. Because of the needs of the people per time. Now God will not watch all of you here trusting him for a touch in this service, and because of the sin of the minister, he will neglect you people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God will not do that. He's so merciful. Now that the pastor may be in sin, but as long as he's here and his only tool God can use, if he could use a donkey, he will use that pastor. Now, the greatest mistake that pastor can make is to think that that's God's approval on him because the anointing is in display, even though he was in sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's the greatest mistake he can make. God was still moving not because the pastor was okay, but because the people had a need. He needed to touch the people. He's a merciful God. Remember, he used a donkey in scripture. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So he can use anybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like, I was so excited yesterday. I saw a bishop from the Catholic Church speaking what a lot of people could not see, even Jews. I was so excited. I almost started crying. I called my wife to come and see the video. The bishop of Benue State in the U.S. for the Catholic Church. And I said to her, what our people cannot do, God has touched a man, put his hand on a man to do it. You needed to see the video. I don't know if some of you saw those that video. I was spitting out fact. Revival is coming to our nation. Not long from now, all these evil acts, by God's grace, they will stop. Are you here tonight? I hope you have been praying for our city. A lot is happening, you know, that it is not touching you now does not mean that it is not happening around you. You know, one thing, is it Naaman or who that told Esther? Naaman, right? Haman. He told Esther, is that because you are in the king's palace does not mean you'll be spared. Who is that? Mordecai. Huh? He said, don't think you'll be spared. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, you have to speak out for your people. So because you are in Makurdi and what is happening in several local governments is not affecting you does not mean that you are the best. Now, the greatest mistake you make is not to pray for people in despair. I told you, learn to pray for people in despair. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? In fact, that's one way you keep yourself under the hand of God. If you are not praying for people in despair around you, you are not a good person. Learn it. Sometimes you are not in the mood. Force yourself to be in the mood. I mean, we are in a state that I hope you know more than 10 local government have been taken. What am I saying, 10? They have been taken away by Fulanis. I hope you could know that. You are not answering me. It's like they are buying you biscuit. They've been taken away by the Fulanis in this state. He said it, the bishop, yesterday while he was speaking to the U.S. Congress. And what do? They change the name. Because they've not reached Makurdi does not mean everything is okay. They will come to Makurdi one time if we keep quiet and change the name. You'll be amazed how wicked people can be. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you can't help but you have to just pray for people in this way. People are really suffering. In fact, I heard at one point of his speech, he said, in some land where they have little liberty, the condition is that they pay taxes to farm on their land. Did you people hear something like that? They pay taxes to farm on their land. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are not answering me. It seems we have a lot of people who are politicians here. Are you here? Say amen. Me, I'm not a politician. No. I speak against anything that is wrong. I don't need the government's money. You know, I told one of my neighbors many years ago, he works for the government. He said, we want to create a Thanksgiving in your church. I said, for what? He said, so that big men can give money. I said, I don't want. Let them use the money to repair the state. People are dying in local government. And he said to me, he said, are you okay? You know what I'm talking about? The money I'm talking about? I said, we don't need the money. We'll build. We'll get there. You know, when you start eating government money, you will start believing in government policies. Even though they don't add up. It's like there are a lot of politicians in this place. I'm getting wrong response. Wrong response. Are you here? I'm not a fan of any politician. All right, we're moving forward, right? Centripetal and what? Centrifugal forces. Hallelujah to Jesus. The anointing upon the anointing within. And listen, every believer, turn to a believer. Everybody turn to a believer. Tell them, you need these two anointings. But in our walk of faith, just like the two forces determine oscillatory motion, these two forces determine, these two anointing determines our walk of faith, an effective walk of faith. Are we together? Without these two anointing, there's trouble. Now, if you have the anointing within and not the anointing upon, bad things will happen to you. Have you seen good Christians die of accident? Hey, answer me, church. Why are you pretending? Have you seen good Christians die of sickness, cancer? You need the anointing upon. Don't think because, you know, and don't be a mediocre. When you see people walking the anointing upon, because of jealousy, you now start sounding like you are for Jesus. You are like, all this anointing they do. It doesn't matter. Oh, making heaven is all that matters. Satan will make you make heaven before you are supposed to make heaven. He can make you make heaven very early. I don't know that people get what I'm trying to explain to you. If making heaven is a problem, why would Satan kill the righteous? You don't get what I'm trying to explain, right? Somebody is just 20 years. He's a strong born-again Christian. Satan kills him. Where is the person going to? Heaven. So Satan, if you know if making heaven is a problem, why did you kill me to make heaven very early? Satan wants you out from the earth because your assignment is on the earth. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Matthew 6. Let's see the Lord's Prayer. And when we say the Lord's Prayer, we don't mean it's supposed to be a recitation. It's a format for prayer. In this manner, therefore, pray. Meaning, follow this algorithm to pray. It doesn't mean it should be a recitation. It's that our Father, meaning when you are praying, know that God is your Father. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's a pseudo code for prayer, a pattern for prayer. It is not prayer in itself. Our Father who are in heaven, have that consciousness. Then while you are praying, don't just get into His presence and be doing anything. You know, you say, hallowed be His name. Praise His name. Why pray? Learn to praise Him with the consciousness that is your Father. Are we together? Next part of scripture. It says, then pray that His kingdom come. Pray that His kingdom come. Now that was before He was dead, buried, and resurrected. But now that He's dead, buried, and resurrected, He said something in Luke 17, around Luke 17. He said, the kingdom of God is within you already. Are you listening to me? The word kingdom here is from the root word in Greek called basilia. It means God's authority on the earth, God's influence on the earth. On the strength of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, His authority and influence came to the earth. Remember what He said. Now go into the world and what? Make disciples. After saying all authority has been what? Given to me. That was after He resurrected. He said now all what? Authority. Matthew 28. Has been given to me in the heavens and on the earth. Now on the strength of this He told the 12. Go into the world and make what? Disciples from all nations. So the kingdom has come. But at the time Jesus was saying this, He was not yet dead, buried, and what? Resurrected. So He told them to pray His kingdom come. Because the kingdom, His influence is not supposed to be limited to the heavens alone. His influence is supposed to go beyond the scope of the heavenlies to the earth. Because the earth is the Lord's. Its fullness thereof. The world and what? They that dwell in it. So God's power is not supposed to be limited to the scope of heaven alone. And that's why when Peter said, you are the Christos, he said, fine, you've caught this revelation. Now see the consequences of knowing me as the Christ. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not what? Prevail against the church. Then he said, to you have I given the keys of the kingdom, that whatever you bind from earth is bind where? Whatever you lose from earth is lose where? So how, where was Peter that made him have the influence over heaven and the earth? At the same time, he was in Christ. One to go. If anybody be in, he's a what? New man. You see that? The VC can be in high level right now, but he can give an authority that will work in BSU while in his house in high level. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What gave him that impetus, that authority? What gave him everything? The office he is what? Bearing as the VC. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you now? So you don't need to be in heaven to have authority over angels. God has given you authority over angels. He said in His word that He has given you. You know, some people say, authority over angels? Me? Nothing but pencil? God never told you are nothing but a pencil. It was a Wale Adenuga production. It was not a scriptural production. Are you listening to me? You are not a pencil. You are a son seated at the right hand of your Father. Jesus said these words to us. He said, as the Father have life in Himself, so does the Son. Now, to many that have believed in His name, to them He has given the right to be called the sons. So as the Father has life in Himself, so do you. Listen, you that is sick now, you are a life producer. You produce life for people who are sick. Isn't that amazing? But you see, ignorance will keep you in sickness. Say, I refuse to be sick. The Bible calls us life-giving spirit. Life-giving spirit. How can a life giver be sick? Is that possible? Except by ignorance. Now, want to go. My people perish for lack of what? Not lack of power. There is too much power to stifle. But what is limiting that power? Knowledge. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, Ephesians 3:20, above all who have ever thought or imagined according to the power of God, where? At work in us. And how do we release this power? By our words. Where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. And who are you? You are a king. And what? A prophet. And a what? A priest. Say, I know who God says I am. So we are not leaving one of the anointing for another. No. As Christians, we ought to have both anointings to make sure that our faith is what? Effective. Like the centripetal and centrifugal. We have the anointing upon, we have the anointing within. When the devil is trying to do anything, we take him out. You are not complete except both anointings are working on your inside, in and upon you. If you observe what John the Baptist said as a pseudo to knowing the Son, Jesus Christ, he said, the Father told me that him that the Spirit will come upon and remain. He said, the Holy Ghost will get into Jesus, then he will remain upon him. He said, he is the one that God has speaked. Are you listening to me? So the Holy Ghost came inside of us and upon us at the same time. He's in us and on us. You saw in the book of Ezekiel, the Bible said, God taking Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. You remember in the Old Testament, they operated in one of the anointing. What was the anointing? The anointing upon. They never had the privilege to have the anointing within working in them. And that is why men like Elijah could be so anointed, yet they can call bear because of anger to kill little children. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And I always joke, Baalhead that they call people every day in our days. They call Elijah Baalhead. He got angry, got there. And they killed all the children. And that was wrong. That is why when Jesus was told by the disciples to reciprocate the same thing Elijah did, what did he say? He shot them. They say, Master, they didn't say call down fire. They say permit us. Meaning they've learned from the school of Elijah. They've learned from the school of Elijah. The school of the prophet. They've learned the art of calling down fire. You know, some of you are masters for calling down fire in this place. Yet you have a bad character. If every Christian is calling down fire, this world will burn. Because you that is thinking you have an enemy, you are somebody else's enemy. And if you observe, if God answers all that prayer, there'll be trouble in this world though. Some of you are owing somebody. You are an enemy. They have been praying for you. You don't know. So why you are saying, Father, fire on my enemy? Somebody too is saying fire on you. So imagine God releases all that fire. Don't be dead anyhow. Do you know what some people call their enemies as Christians? You'll be amazed. Sometimes when you say pray against your enemy, tell people who is your enemy. They quarreled with somebody, a neighbor. Just one little quarrel, and then tag that person an enemy. Little quarrel. Mama Ngozi, why you pour water for my frontage now? Sorry, na mistake. Mama Ngozi, they will not take you to their pastor. They try me. They pour water for my front. Marine water. You'll be amazed. Some of you are doing like you don't know what I'm saying. Some that will wake up and see their wrapper just shift to the other side of the bed. I'm like, Who shifter? Who shift this thing? Only me? Somebody shift my wrapper? I don't shift when I sleep. I don't. You know, I told you one story. My mother woke up one morning and she said they tore her wrapper. And she called me. I said, they don't tear my wrapper. I said, don't worry, nothing will happen. He said, that's how you behave. If other people call you now, you'll be praying for them. Your mother now is calling you. You're not taking her serious. I said, don't worry, nothing will happen to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. In fact, see, if they tore your wrapper, listen to me. If they tore your wrapper and you prayed that what they planned should not happen, you are not a Christian. The Bible says, handkerchief and aprons from Paul, they healed the sick and casted out demons. Handkerchief, meaning Paul was so loaded with the anointing that anything that touched him was conducting, was not a good conductor of the anointing. Anything that touched Paul. Now, you war rapper, anointed man and woman. You now dry rapper, they caught it, you are crying. Which herbalist can bear that anointing when it gets into their... You know, many years ago on campus, I slept and woke up and they stole my... The Lord give you understanding. They stole it behind. My shorts. In a holy way now I'm saying it. They stole it behind. And they stole several other dresses. So my neighbor asked me, which one did they see? I said, my shorts. He said, oh, pastor. Yahoo was so. That was when Yahoo started, just the early stages of Yahoo. He now said that they use them all. They go use them. Pastor, let's pray. I say, pray for my shorts. He said, they go use them. Pastor, maybe joke with this one. Oh. And I said, okay, I'll pray. I just went inside. I started laughing. How can you carry my shorts and go and keep us? Money, come on. Woo! It's a joke. It's people that don't have eternal life that will work for. Not you that have eternal life. Say, I have eternal life. You know, some people are angry with me and they say, he is talking down Satan. They make Satan look cheap. Okay, come make Satan look big. Come. You know, some of you like us to worship Satan. He's the devil. There are dimensions of Satan. The inner carcass. There's a realm where Satan speaks and his words just travel like waves. That's why sometimes when you wake up, there's a lump on your head. It's because Satan said something. Those tumor are babies that are planted in your stomach, evil children. You are doing like you have no head. We're pretending. Then the next thing they will tell you is to deal with an altar. And how amazing, you have to pay for that altar. It depends on where you are coming from. If it's Kogi, it has to be $1 million. Ignorance is no defense. Do you know how many people have paid dollars? In fact, US, you'll be thinking it's only black people they do that. I opened one website of a prophet in US. He said bloodline demons to $5,000. Then he said fruit of the womb, $2,000. Because of ignorance. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Say, I know who I am.
Satan
is a known entity. Satan ain't a function. He is not a function at all. He has no power. Are you listening? Why am I feeling like some of you are hating me for hating Satan? Are you hearing me in this church? Satan is powerless. If you are a Yahoo boy, listen to me. He is very powerless. Somebody said, Pastor, why did you talk like you know that there's a Yahoo boy here? I don't know. I just said it in case you are touching the thing. They will soon catch you for coming to this church today. That's first. You better repent today. You know, I was preaching one time. I said, if you have a calling to sing worldly song, it has ended. They think I was joking. Anything that carries you to this church now, your music will not blow. If you are trying to be a worldly singer, you will record, nobody will buy. See, you will become born again. Even if you verse and leave this church, they will not buy. It's too late for you. Just become born again. Because now you know that nobody will buy your song. You know, somebody came to me one time and they said she wants her brother to blow. And she said I should pray because her brother is about to meet Davido on a Tuesday like the next week. So I said, what do you take me for? I said, do you see me as a prophet that raised such kind of people? Say, but Simon, this thing is our family. You know what is happening now in the barracks. See what is happening. I said, that your brother is a sacrifice for your family to blow. And that's a born-again sister. And I told her that if I be a man of God, your brother will meet. It was on WhatsApp. She would have slapped me if it was physical. I said, your brother will meet the widow, and the widow will do like he did not see him. She just blocked me, beef me, every wickedness. She did it on me. I said, no problem. The Tuesday reached, my ears were waiting for the news. They did not touch the brother. They did not even see him. Guess what? He's preaching today. Good news. Now, as that guy preached, as he started preaching from what, that is how, if you have a calling, if you think, God has never called anybody to be a worldly singer. Maybe you've never heard that. You know why people are lazy? I feel like touching this side a little bit. Do you know why people do Yahoo? It is out of laziness. It's not because of Nigeria. Even if Nigeria, they are picking 1,000 on the road, you that is doing Yahoo today, you do it. There's no excuse for failure. You don't just want to work hard. There are people who earn 10 million monthly. 10 million. Which Yahoo will give you 10 million monthly? Say, Pastor, you don't know. 60 million a day. I know some people say, Pastor, you're not going to understand. 60 million a day. But you sweat. Most of them, in fact, I heard that they are paying tight now. Yahoo boys. Trusting God for the next outbreak. As I'm giving my seat now, as I speak to the man, he go hear me. Shadabadabababa. Are you joking? If you work hard, you must be determined. The Bible says, bear the yoke while you are young. Are you listening to me? Bear the yoke while you are young. Don't be following women, toasting men, toasting women. At this point of your life, bear the yoke. Prayer yoke, hard work yoke. Bear it now. What are you doing? Who are you providing for? Take 10 hours and study on something. Are you listening to me? You don't have children. You know, I had some men I was talking to one time. They thought I would sound like that. I said, marry us with television, not men with television. And I looked at them. I said, I still believe a woman should go for a man with a vision. But I said, you people don't look like you are ever going to be in television. Sometimes you people just say those things to make ladies feel emotional. Then they will not say, hey, I like you, even though you don't have television. I will follow you and end in television. There are some people without television that will never enter television. Not because they don't have a vision. They are not even serious about their vision. Somebody claims he has a vision. What is he doing about the vision? Like a young man many years ago, me and my friend were talking to him, advising him. He advises people on prayer, but he doesn't pray. He's on Facebook telling people the effect of not praying. He will not be sharing stories of revival where people prayed. But we are looking at him. 30 minutes, he's snoring. So we now told him, you have a form of godliness, but you don't have God on your inside. He's just religious. There are people like that. They can talk big things. Have you seen people like that? When you just say, what is your vision? Bim, you have made a mistake. They will start telling you, well, in 3 years, I'm supposed to open a company that will partner with Dangote. Blah, 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 blah. They will talk about the big things. What are you doing now? Nothing. Suit and tie. Nothing else. With long red sauce. Nothing else. Only talk. Talk and talk. They can't dare the impossible. You are seeing unbelievers courageous. Courageous. You have a gospel song. Many gospel songs. You are telling people, I can write songs. I have the gift. Me, I forget that person. I get songs. I know just they like the exposed. Now lie. You are a lazy person. There are people that we don't even know what they are singing. They have gone there. They are singing. You are just, which kind of lyrics with this? You now, you have it. You have not dared it. They had courage to go. And they are up there. Life will never favor anybody that is not courageous. It will never. You must be courageous. Are you all listening to me tonight? The anointing upon the anointing. You need it. You need it. Now listen very carefully. Should in case you are not aware. I say this once in a while and I'm saying it today again. There is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a what? A heaven. When we want to emphasize the need of the anointing within, that is when I begin to talk things like this. Many people are so focused on materialism. Are you listening to me? How to make it, how to make it, how to make it. I'm trying to bring a balance now. And their work with God is zero. They can do anything. They can lie. They can cheat. They can do anything just to make it. Of course, that's not the kind of people I just spoke about before now. Talking about hard workers. But their work with God, zero. They can't even remember when they stayed with God 20 minutes and prayed. Now imagine you have land you want to sell. You are into real estate. You have plenty of land you want to sell. Over 1 month, nobody has bought the land. You dress, you have make all the videos. You have made every video. You have been posting on Facebook. Even your Facebook page is not moving. There is nothing you have not done. Can't you just think about praying? They say pray in tongues. You don't know when are they go walk, I go pray. You dress, you bath for pop perfume as you climb by. Good morning. You are not serious with God. Don't expect anything serious in your life. The Bible said when you seek first the kingdom, then he said every other word will be added. Character is very important. Are you listening to me? That's by the way. Secondly, you claim to be a Christian. You want God. You say, this year is my year. I'm going to make it this year. I'm going to touch money. Most times, 31st, the thing people that is bringing people to church is business. It's not even God himself. They'll use God on the 31st. They'll dump him that same day. The next day is razor, razor, razor. You'll be hearing. We don't make them. Razor, razor, razor. I showed the people a video. Some people did. They were on plane. It was about to crash. They started shouting God's name. Oh God, help us. Please, Lord, this time help us. Immediately, the pilot said everything is okay. And they are about to land. Somebody now played the song. Raise her, raise her, raise her, raise her, raise her. And I was amazed. A sister is trusting God for a man to marry. Prayed and God gave her a man. Then in the reception is, even your boo get a boo and they are dancing. It's a curse you are putting upon your life. In fact, listen to the song. Even your boo get a boo. Can you imagine that? That's something that you are speaking prophetically into the life of your husband. You celebrate in church. You cannot take that holy celebration to, you know, funny enough, they have songs like God give us Christian home. We sing it in weddings. Homes where the Bible is read and taught. The wife, the husband. The reception, not conducive for the Holy Spirit. I entered one reception. Under 3 seconds, I went out. A reception. Thank God I didn't join the wedding. I just went there. I just owned my car and left. They were asking whether I came. Thank God the usher saw me. They said I came. But where was he? They didn't notice. I told them I was seated somewhere. I can never stay in that kind of place. And listen, you are just deceiving yourself. What you sow, you reap. You can't sing, God give us Christ and hope. Then go back there in the reception and you are doing piano and the rest. You know, you are creating a home that has magnitude and not direction. Magnitude and not direction. Your husband too, you will not understand him. Your children too, you may not understand them. Because you have laid a wrong foundation. Are you listening to me? The smallest unit of any community is what? The family. The family is very important. Do you know why Nigerians are like, is like this? Nigeria is like this. Families! You say government. You say government. It's not government, though. All of them came from homes. There are some men that will tell their children, if you do this, I will disown you on that seat. They will not do it. Who told you they are not righteous men in this nation? They are very righteous men in this nation. Are you listening to me? It starts now. It starts now. You want to know how corrupt our system is? Look at from our little systems we have around before those higher ones. See what people do. Somebody wants to write jam. Inside jam center, an invigilator is asking how much you get. Make I give you chokes. It happened in my time. I thought I was dreaming. They were paying and collecting type C, type A, type B. In fact, there are some sins Christians, even here, don't like us to talk about, like cheating in exam. Some people sit there, they don't want pastor to bring that topic. Because pastor too should understand. Now they call it formation. Even believers have formation. Like all of us will be born again, now we go to sit down together. All those unbelievers, now them go to sit down together. So we'll be hearing things like this. Somewhere. How far now? How far? Yes, apostle. Apostle, how far? Yes, emoji. Number three. What's in the number three emoji? I was in an exam, I told you the story. They passed choke from front here to back. It was slanty. The hall. The mass was so hard. Everybody was just... The guy looked at me. He saw me. He went through stress. Sacrificed from one generation to another. Passed the chokes. He reached me. He now said, Pastor. I asked the person, what is this? Before I collected it, I said, what is that? The lady nearly fainted because she was holding the thing, so she wants to faint. She said, it's chokes now. They give you chokes. She gives you chokes. I said, no. I don't know anything about this. She just threw it away because she was very scared. And he got back to him. Then I told him, no, I'm not involved. I think somebody picked it and used it. I said, I'm not involved. When we finished, after 2 weeks, he came to me. He said, sir, I honor your grace. I said, why? You always honor. He said, but I honor it more now. I said, why? I gave you chokes. You refuse. Car, you are a man of God. So imagine, he knew I was a man of God before he gave me chokes. He loved me for my preaching. Then he gave me chokes. He didn't look like anything was a problem when he gave me chokes. Do you know if I use the chokes, he will not still disrespect me? But in his heart, something is registered that if they are calling fake men of God, I have one that I'm not so sure of. He's fake too. And the Pastor Simon stole somebody's money somewhere. I say, you stole? No, not Pastor Simon. Oh, but if you do, I'm. They say, why? I remember when we did BSU. I passed Pastor Chokes. He collects. Are you listening to me? The anointing within is very important. It will keep the anointing upon intact. Else, when you are powerful, alright, on your head, if power is too much on your head without the anointing within, it can even kill you. It can destroy you. Are you listening to me? Now, what is the balance? Is it that there is a how do I put it now? How do they call this set of teachings for a particular course? Is it that there's a syllable for knowing the anointing within and a syllable for knowing the anointing upon? No. Christ Jesus is a balanced diet. Are you here tonight? Knowing Christ is what? The balanced diet. When you know Christ, the Bible says you are complete in Christ, not lacking what? Anything. Are we together? As you know Christ, the anointing within is being poured up and the anointing upon is being stirred. But tonight, before we go, one last scripture before we go, I have come to stir the possibility of the anointing upon. Are you listening to me? I have come to what? Stir that possibility of the anointing upon. Ezekiel again, 37 and 1. As we try to round up. In fact, before we come here, let's just touch a few scripture. Deuteronomy 7, 8. I want to end with this. Deuteronomy 7 and 8. I want to end with Ezekiel 37 and 1. Deuteronomy 7 and 8. It says, but because the Lord loves you, and because he will keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty... Hey, are you in church today? A mighty... And redeemed you from the house of what? Bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. How did he bring them out? By the power of his strength, his hand, the display of his power. Of course, you saw what happened. The Red Sea parted by the hand of the Lord. You want to see the Red Sea parted? It is by the anointing upon, not by the anointing within. You are a good person, you are holy, but this anointing upon is very important. Danger will be before you like this. The anointing within cannot save you. The only thing the anointing within will do is that it will make sure you make heaven. But God will make sure that the thing coming before you will not touch you. The anointing upon. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So you see the Bible saying that it is by the mighty hand of God that they were delivered from Pharaoh, from Egypt into the promised land. And I told you in the Old Testament, men operated only by the anointing upon. And that is why secondly, there was a man called David, King David, who was anointed. The anointing was upon him, yet when he was working with that anointing upon, he somehow saw a woman bathing. That was the wife of his strong, one of his strongest soldiers. What did the Bible say? He could not restrain himself because he didn't have the anointing within. The anointing within is what determines the fruit of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Very important. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is called what? Long-suffering. Self-control. So that self-control was not there. He just manifested wrongly. Are we together? And he sent for that soldier to be put at the forefront of the battle. And he was killed. Then he took his wife. Now, he still had the anointing upon when he did that. Of course, God rebuked him. And you see him praying some kind of funny prayers. Out of frustration. That is why we that have the anointing within and the anointing upon, who are complete in Christ, not lacking anything, we can't talk like he spoke. We can't even pray like he prayed. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Because we are not slaves to sin. We are slaves to righteousness. By the reason of what? The anointing within. The Bible says, by the reason of this anointing within, the knowledge of his great and precious promises, he said, we have become partakers of his divine nature in 2 Peter 1. He said, and have escaped the corruption that is in the world through loss. You know what escape velocity is? That velocity that helps, makes it possible for what? An object to suspend it and use what? More freely. So we break normal law that says flesh and blood must sin because we have a nature that has escaped. They say anything that goes up must come down, but we walk by the laws of the Spirit. The Bible said in Romans 8, 1 and 2, listen carefully. It says, there is now, are you here? No condemnation to them who are in what? It said, now, if you observe, in Romans 7 and 14, the Bible said, Paul speaking, it said, the law are the ways of a spiritual man, but me as a man, I am sold under the nature of what? Sin and death. In 15, he said, what I hate to do, I find myself doing. He said, but what I don't like, I'm doing it. So, something like that. He said, what I'm doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Now remember, Paul was not speaking his present condition. Paul was speaking the condition he had while he was living by the law. How did I know that? What is the first part of the scripture that determines the context? It says, don't you know, brethren, that make sure you understand that I speak to them that what? Know the law. So Paul is speaking to them that know the law. He's not speaking to you. You never lived by the law before. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now he's speaking to people that what? Know the law. The word knowledge there is ginosko. Experiential knowledge. Meaning they had the knowledge of these things he's saying because they had the same experience that Paul had. Alright? Are you guys here in this church? Who has ever? What's your best soup? Huh? Come. What's your best soup? He said, Oha. Why do you like Oha? No, it's not about somebody. What is the Oha that makes you excited? The leaf. Who again likes Oha here as his best soup? I want to end. So, why do you like Oha? Shout it. Because of the leaf. He said because of the leaf. He said because of the leaf. So, if you have tasted Oha, we know you like it because of what? If you are lived by the law, we know the things you don't want to do, you find yourself doing. That's what Paul is saying here. He's saying, I'm sure that some of you living by the law, the things you don't want to do, you will find yourself doing them. He's writing to them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The Then he said in verse 16, going forward to 18, he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Meaning when you are in this point in your life, don't create a worship song from it. You know, some people look at this part of scripture and they create a worship song. There are things I don't like to do. No, it is not you we are writing to. Are you listening to me? Now say this words, one to go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is not for you. And listen, if you are not listening to me and thinking you will go out of church and live anywhere you want to live, I just told you something that there's a hell. You will end up there. You must come to church with a consciousness to receive. God can give you an ability that will make you live like Satan does not exist. Don't joke with your life and destinies. You know, some of you think that you just play with God. No. He's a loving father, but he's full of justice. He said something in his word. He said, God cannot be mocked. At the end, you are the one that will be mocked. He said, what a man sows, he will reap. But meanwhile, right now, he has given us the liberty. He has given us all of the privilege to tap into his provision and live like the devil does not exist. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you right now? So don't joke with God. When I see people neglecting the things of God sometimes, I'm wondering, do you really know who God is? You know, sometimes when you are so loving, you can be taken for granted. You can be taken for granted. In fact, as pastors, we believe that the nicest pastors are the most disrespected pastors. It's the pastors that behave like a robot that people fear. They say that man of God does not talk. He's in the spirit. He does not even smile. But the one that smiles may be even more anointed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's how some people take God for granted. He's full of love. But the devil will tell them, 5 p.m., bend your head like this. 5 p.m., they are bending your head like that. Look at coronavirus. Some people wear 3 face masks. Tell them to fast in church. They'll say their throat is paining them. Look at Ebola. Who here did not drink salt that morning? Are you listening to me? Just say the poor charm here. You see how they respect Satan. Everybody will be turning away. Great regard for Satan because he's a boss. But God is actor. He's nice. He's kind. He's like Father Christmas. Are you all listening to me? So there's a hello. When you do all this foolishness, I would not want to repent. You will end up in hell. I don't know if somebody has told you that before, but I'm telling you the truth. I know some of you are saying, I don't believe in all those religious junk. Because you watch UK movies and American movies, you are now behaving like you are out of your mind. Listen, what gives you wisdom is not Hollywood. Say, I hate, you know, some of you who watch movies, say, I hate Africans. I like Oyinbo and I like the way their life did. Now see, finish the course, all those kind of statements. Some of them, 2 weeks in UK now, they are writing to us on Facebook. You know, Africa is messed up, man. Their wisdom, they are just going to God, to church every time. They don't even know the God of the Bible. They don't know. We here, we understand the God more than them. Why? Because you have one small fault. You understand God more than us. I gave you an illustration last week. I said, imagine that you have a friend who has a private jet. And you have a prayer life. He has a private jet. You have a prayer life. Listen carefully. Suddenly, every November, because you know when the spiritual is invoked, it does not care whether you have a private jet. Imagine their great grandfather went and agreed with one Baba somewhere in 1920 something and say, me and my seed, we worship you. I don't think people are getting what I'm trying to say. Oh. Because the God at that time favored the great grandfather. Then they born you in 2005. Then you now go to UK. You now get Ford. And you said, I don't believe in all those religious junks in Africa. Christianity is all messed up. And now you now observe every July, one person is leaving your village. You thought it would not enter your family. It now entered. Junior brother has gone. It's just doing like this. You are in the middle. God forbid though, but hear my illustration. You know, I told you a story. I was preaching like this. One guy, every time you'll be looking at me like this in church. I observe him. You don't be doing like this. I'll be preaching, you'll just be doing fine, boy. The thing used to burn me. But no problem. What I'm doing? Then sometimes you come and shake me, Pastor. Kai, Pastor, service was dope, man. I say, yes, brother, it was dope. Yes. Oh, wow. Bless you. I say, yeah. See you next Sunday. No problem. I didn't mean bad for that guy, but something happened. Every November, somebody used to die. Now his elder sister died. That had a baby. He now observed November 1st, kind of thing started happening to him. He doesn't understand his body. He went to report sick. They said they can't find anything in his body. The next place he rushed to, he was so wise. He looked for me and booked an appointment. I didn't know how to do that. You know, that day he wanted to see me. I appeared that day. Pastor, I need to see you today. Pastor, please, very important. It's a matter of life and death. I said, okay, I'm coming to the office now. I left everything and rushed to the office. He came. Sir, this is what happens every November. Everybody dies. Sir, please, I want to be born again. I said, I told you I've been born again. You've been coming. He said, no, sir, I've not been born again. No. In fact, I'm not sure that I'm born. Let me do it now so that I'll be sure that now I'm born again. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Sir, you spoke about praying in tongues. That's how you break some things. I said, yeah. On Tuesday service, I said, sir, please. Can it happen now? I said, but I've not taught you about it. He said, no, sir, all those things you used to say in church, I used to hear, I used to understand it. I said, yeah. I said, okay, lift your hand. Let's see whether it will work for now. But if not, he lifted the hand. I said, in the name of, before I say filled, he received the filled. He collected the word from my mouth. The Holy Ghost entered him full force. Guess what I started hearing? Somebody that's never spoken in tongues before. I was the one that laid hands. I was the one that held him by myself. Ocean, man of God at the same time. And I took him to the chair. I was now praying for God to put peace so that we can go home. He did not die. He's in Abuja now. You see, most of you, demon have not knocked your door. I'm not saying demon. Sometimes it's life. When life give you boss. Hey, I made first class, man. I made first class in psychology. And I'm an MSc. And it's also a first class. So I know that no company in the world would deny me a job. So anytime you go for the interview, they are almost going to give you. But at the end, they will now say, I don't know why. Sorry, we change our mind on this thing. Please apply, be free to apply next time. Number two, you say maybe it's a coincidence. They no agree. Now it's 5 years. You are not thinking of starting a car business. You've not heard. Me, I've heard. How many of you have taken back in Macaudia? When you want to make mouth, when you want to behave like you are more intelligent, they now say, wait, I don't finish. How many of you have heard that before? They want to make you understand that you should mind the way you talk to them. And they say, which department are you in? Say, computer science. When we graduate 2015, 2-1, now small thing make me no make first class. Don't talk to me like that, I beg, I go to school. When you finish, you go understand life. Now, this the degree you are trying to make, you are not doubting it now because since somebody who has a better, because you are not even sure that is third class, I'll be passed, you are coming out with. Tell somebody be humble. I said one story one time. I went to buy a vehicle for boats. I wanted to do boat business. So I wanted to give one of the persons in church here to do it for me. When I went to buy it in Kaduna, I entered a place that I used to know with one of my friends in secondary school. Awaza. As we entered, I saw this woman in the church I used to attend. So beautiful those days. Of course, we that were younger didn't have a chance. She was so beautiful. Every young man would be around her. You know that story I gave you in this church one time? That one lady came to our church while we were on campus. And all my pastors were waiting to take pictures. And I said, God, is it me that trained these pastors? Something like that. Now that time they were very young. Very beautiful lady. Then I saw her selling this tool and talia on wheelbarrow. She now wore hijab. So I did my eye like this first. People that wanted to, I was doing deal with, they were wondering what is happening with Simon. I said, you concerned to matter? I said, yeah, only matter. And I said, is she Muslim or Christian? They said, they are not even sure which religion, but she's Muslim because she speaks. I said, okay. I wanted to verify that. I said, what is her name? They called the name. I said, okay. So I saw her, I did my head like this. I didn't want her to notice and feel bad. I was very small that time. She would just come to church and be talking anyhow. You know, finest girl, desire of all nations. What was it now? She's selling Talia on Wibaro. Carrying it to Kastan, looking for somebody that will buy, moving. If she tells you what has happened to her, you'll be so amazed. We don't know the full story, but you'll be so, so amazed. You think you are the finest? One more story before we go. I remember many years ago, there was this lady. I was praying in my house, not in technical block. My eyes were open and I called her. I said, I see danger. She now started laughing. You know, it's very hard to finish secondary school with somebody. You now hear that the person become man of God. Especially when you know what the person was doing in secondary school. So she said, Simon, when you become pastor? I said, well, I just wanted to tell you what I saw. It's not argument. She said, okay, thank you. Then guess what? She became pregnant for her coursemate. And she called and started crying. I can't be pregnant for my coursemate. He does not have anything. I said, okay. I said, but I told you that I see danger. So she said, sir, what will we do? I said, What will we do? You have to keep the baby and trust God for strength to manage that baby with that man. She said, sir, that is a very useless boy. Oh, he said, I said, useless boy. And he had a useless boy. She says, that one does not behave like somebody that has future. I said, okay. I said, me, I've warned you. Don't abort that baby. I said it like 3 times. I hung up because she was crying. 2 weeks later, she called me. So I said, how about your stomach? How is the baby doing? She said, the baby is not there. I said, what did you do? Sir, let God forgive me. I don't know that God will forgive me. I aborted the baby. I said, you aborted a child. I shook my head. I said, you are very unserious. So I ended the call. So one time again, I was praying. When my roommate, Jacob, that time was amazed with this, because he was in the picture of everything when I made call with her. See, sometimes as pastor, we feel like we should carry something like this and hit somebody on the head. Boah. Because we're wondering, are you mad? Guess what I saw again? I saw her pregnant. So I called her. I said, I saw you pregnant. She said, Abba, man of God. Am I a fool to make the same mistake twice? I'm not sure you saw this one. No? I'm so sorry, but I will never be pregnant till I meet my husband. I said, well, just be careful. So I told him, I said, it's like I made a mistake in this prophecy. He might just laugh. Guess what? Next 2 weeks, early in the morning, I picked a call. I said, what is it? I'm pregnant. Baras Kabai. I woke the young man. I said, here, let it be known. You know, your roommate should know you are a man of God. I said, come and hear what is happening. He said, what kind of idiot is this I was doing? He said, this one, Namumu. I said, block the line. I said, wait, let's hear these Fujis. So I said, for who? She said, the same guy. I said, hey, Karabaya. And I said, how? Like, I don't know how. Because even me, the thing tire me. She now said, I use all the preventive measures. I said, oh, you think you are wiser than God, right? Now God has shocked you. That's what I told her. I said, God has what? Shocked you. And when God said, be careful, he has seen the end from the beginning. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? And I told her, I said, now you have to keep the baby. I warn you. The next day, I had a vision that she will never give birth again if she abort. I called her. I said, if you abort this baby, I see in the spirit, you will never give birth. She aborted the baby. Firstly, she asked me, can God take back a child? I said, which kind of stupid question is that? And she aborted the baby. I don't think she's even alive. From I think I was hearing some rumors about her and the rest. Now, what happened? She started getting fat unnecessarily. Beyond control. See me anytime she sees me, she'll start crying. That is why we're telling you. We're not saying now. Some of you now will enjoy this even message more than the preaching we have been preaching. It's when you hear danger, stories like this, that your heart is touched. You don't need to have the same experience before you change. You may think you are the finest, the best in the world. Nobody is like you. A time will come, nobody can look at your face because you are old. Remember when you were 16? Did you ever believe you'll be 26 now? This is how time is going. I can't believe it that people that they born 2000 are now 25 years old. 2000. 2000 was like yesterday for me. When did they born Flora? 2000 and what? Flora now is over 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. 2000 and something, they born her when all of us were grown and they born this. Look at her. Stand up, let them see. Look at 2000 and something. 2000 and what did they born you? Eh? 5. Can you believe it? And she told me she was almost 20 or so. 2005. That's how some of you who are 30 now, you don't want to reason sharp. You are 30. You are 35. A lady messaged me that she wanted to see me. I said, I come to my office. We're in the office. She said she wants to marry. I said, okay. Be praying and be serious with God. You'll marry. Men are not coming, blah, blah, blah. When she wanted to leave, I said, wait. I just heard something. She said, what's that? I said, you club? She was just looking at me like this. She says, sometimes. Which one is club sometimes? Do you club? You club. Is every day they club before? Next question. And she wanted to... I said, I heard another one again. This thing they call hookup, you do it. Say, man of God. I say, yes. I don't do it though. I said, if you lie. I said, sit down. She sat down. Do you do it? Sometimes. I said, now, look me now. Look me. She said, look at me. Do you think God will be wicked to take you now and say, be my wife? I have been a Puritan for years serving God. Minding my business by the grace of God. Never had anything to do with a woman all my life. And I'm not saying I'm the best. Are you listening to me? Serving God with all my life. Then God will say, this one is your wife. She has not repented from hookup. If you have repented, no problem. You are still in it. In fact, some of you that repented, some men of God will not still agree. This one, you are still in it. And I told her, which God would take you like this? And they were good men. Oh. What kind of a man do you want? A God-fearing man. God-fearing? God will take a man. See, I even missed English for your sake. God will take a man that fear him. And say, you hook up. God is so faithful. Tell somebody God is so faithful. He can't be unjust. He that seeth in the secret shall what? Reward you. He said, no man, God cannot be mocked. What a man sows. That's why when you fail, even you will fail even if you pray in tongues without reading. You will reap what you sow. What you sow, you must reap. Somebody met me and said, sir, I want to be rich. My life, I don't understand. I've been serving God for years. Nothing is working. I said, what work are you doing? He said, I'm teaching. I said, where? He said, in one private school. I said, how much do they pay? He said, 40,000. I said, so what are you praying for now? He said, for breakthrough. I said, how? So I said, imagine me now, I'm God. I want to give you breakthrough. What will I do? To make you the headmaster of your school? What of the person that found the school? So I told him, people make it so difficult for God to bless you. Look, where will God? He said, I will bless the work of your hand. Which, what are you doing? Now I told him, I said, go and learn programming. He said, sir, it will take like 3 months. I said, if you don't do anything, you will be poor for 3 months. So this time of poverty, be learning something in the poverty. So that in 3 months time you can tell God, see my programming skills, then you will bring an opportunity your way. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's how God works. He will bring an opportunity your way. Not complaining every time. Are you here tonight? Are you getting blessed? I'll go and lay my hands on a few sick people. Ezekiel 37 and 1 as we close. When the hand of God came upon him, just to stir the anointing, before I lay my hands on him, say, if you are sick, just be ready. You come out and I'll lay my hands on you. He said, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Next part of scripture. Then he caused me to pass by them around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. I don't know if any of you remember that part of scripture where they made the valley dry by their words. Can you remember? 11 what? Verse 11. Give me verse 11, then come back to verse 2. Please follow us. The valley is very dry, but see what caused it. Alright? Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They are not literal bones. Are we together? The interpretation of the bone are what? The whole house of Israel. God is saying, you are seeing a dry bone in the spirit, but this simply means the physical Israel you are seeing. This is their state in the spirit. He said, they indeed say, see how they became dry bones. They indeed say, our bones are, our hope is, and we ourselves are what? They now look like what they say in the spirit. Say, I cannot be sick in my life. I can't be poor. Like some of you are careful. That is why you remain there. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart begs forth good things. Oh, there, Jesus. God speaking in his word. I think somewhere, is it in Genesis or Isaiah? The Bible said, by the hand of the Lord, what happened? It said the firmament and everything were created. He said by the hand, but how was his hand? How did the power of God find expression through his words? He said, let there be light. There was light, but the Bible said it was his hand working. How do you bring the power of God in display? By your words. How do you bring the power of the devil in display? By your words. They said they were cut off. They said they were dry. God said, prophet, stand up. See what caused these people to be dry. They look exactly like what they said. The whole house of Israel. Exactly. Now, you may be sick, but you tell yourself, this sickness is not unto death. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I took a hard pile while I was growing up. Even my younger sister don't know about it. She's the second to the last born. I'm the first born of my family. It was a serious struggle. My father would be giving birth, beating me and me, and he would be crying. I'll be asking, why are you crying? Because they told him, my last days are here. All of a sudden, amidst all of this pain, I now went somewhere to play instrument because I used to play the drum, and I became born again somehow. I started crying, and I went into a closet. They were praying in tongues. And my spiritual father laid hands on me and I started praying in the Holy Ghost. So he held me close and started teaching me the word of God. And subjected me to 2 hours prayer every day. Oh, I never knew when 2 hours would finish. I will pray and my mother will come and be watching me in the night and said, I've joined a cult. And one day, they asked me about my pie. My mom, that's your pie. I said, pie? I was trying to remember if I had pie. I can't remember again. He left. Because I was so caught up in the glory. In the consciousness of the glory. I tell you the truth. I know what I'm saying. I have seen people who are HIV positive become negative. NGOs that do all this HIV, they will not believe these things we are saying. Because some people have ignorantly, without substance, they were optimistic. They say, I can't be sick. They never had the word of God as their backing. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Faith cometh by hearing the word. Faith is not you being optimistic. If you are just optimistic, you will die for nothing. Something must be, there must be substance backing up your confession. Why did you say that you cannot be sick? Because God said by his stripes we were healed. And it got into my spirit. What was the response of what I heard and read? I can't be sick. The Bible says he has said so that we may boldly say. He didn't say so that we are careful to say. When I say I can't be broke, it is because I read in the scriptures that he who was very rich became broke so that through his poverty I become rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. When I read it there, I said, if God became broke for my sake, I can never be broke in my life. It's a revelation that's making me talk like that. I will arrive in what I'm saying. Look at it. They said they were cut off. They were dry. They became dry. Now God needed to take these people out of their predicament. Then he raised a prophet. Not just a prophet. His hand came upon the prophet. The anointing upon took him in the spirit. He came to a plane where he was seeing their problems. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Have you seen men of God look at somebody and say, instead of saying blind eyes, they say, you spirit of infirmity, leave this body now. How many of you have heard that happen? They didn't say blind eyes, they say spirit of infirmity. And all of a sudden, the eyes of that person is open. You are wondering what has blind eyes has to do with spirit of infirmity. Because they were seeing something blocking the eye in the spirit. Meanwhile, everything in medicine are trying to solve it. But they are seeing somebody's hand somewhere. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And suddenly, the prophet was in the spirit, seeing the whole house of Israel. Go back there in verse 3. I want us to pray. Verse 3. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered. Now God is asking Ezekiel. Remember, he has empowered Ezekiel first. Then he asked Ezekiel. Mary asked the question. The Bible said the angel told her. He said, you're going to have a child. She said, seeing I know not a man, how can these things be? Then the angel said, the hand of the Lord shall come upon you. And suddenly, what I've said as an impossibility will become possible. In other words, now look at the Sudoku. If you want to do impossible things, the hand of the Lord must be upon you. How many of you know that the Holy Ghost is in and upon you? That means God has given you a blank check to walk into the realm of impossibilities. In other words, every day of your life, you can bet an impossible thing to become possible. I learned this from a man of God years ago. He said, as Christians, we should have a voracious appetite for the impossible. Meaning when they say that something is not possible, that is where we major. That's our case study. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? They say nobody has been able to learn that programming language. The hand of the Lord is upon me. You don't just make mouth. You go into your closet and say, God, you that your hand is upon me. They say nobody can learn. But now the Holy Ghost is upon me. I can bet this thing. I can bet it. Paul said when he understood the anointing upon an anointing, we didn't listen to what he said. He looked at every impossibility in this world. He said, nothing can stop me. So he said these words, I can do all things through what? Christ that strengthens me. He didn't think about the things. He said, anything you bring, I can do it. You know what the hand of the Lord is? The hand of the Lord was the possibility that made God to bring light out of darkness in the beginning. The hand of the Lord was the possibility that made God to speak bears into existence. Little wonder when he speaks to raging seas, they listen to him. Because he made them. And the Bible says, as the Father has power in himself, so has he given to you. We have his name. We operate from his office. We can tell inanimate things to arrange themselves. You can speak to your bones. You can speak to your head. Health be perfect in the name of Jesus. Based on the anointing upon. Are you listening to me tonight? Let's bow scripture. Verse 4. The Bible says. It says. Again he said to me. Prophesy to these bones. Why would God not do it himself? He said, man, I've given you authority over the earth. Not just authority. Empowerment for the authority. He gave him the empowerment. He told Ezekiel, now prophesy. Because I can show my power except through you. I can't show except through you, I mean. Exceedingly, I can do abundantly. Above all you've thought or imagined, according to what? My power where at work in you. Is a pseudo-code. God has destined that his power will only be seen through a man. Little wonder he said, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. Are you listening to me? So I said, prophesy. I need to help Israel, but I need a man to stand. And he got a man, Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, help Israel. Ezekiel, now that's how God have lifted you to help that family. Are you listening to me? That anointing upon will not only solve your problem, it will solve your generational problem. All the problem in your family. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? This one man is solving a whole nation's problem. That's why before God takes a man, picks a man, he does a lot in the man. You can imagine such a man, the joy of many generations. They were not aware, but this guy was in his closet, standing up and speaking words that is saving a generation. They put themselves in the trouble. Hear the word of the Lord. He said, prophesy to these bones and say to them, God is teaching him what to say. All tribes, hear the word of the Lord. Next part of scripture. 5. Thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Next part of scripture. It says, I will put sunrise on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put bread in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Next part of scripture. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Now God said it. Nothing happened to the dry bones. But the man took what God said and is about to speak. You read in the Bible, nothing will happen. But when you take what the Bible and say, what the Bible have said, and you begin to speak it into your life, you will see it happen. You read that by his stripes you were healed, nothing will happen. When you say, I can never be sick in my life, something will happen. When you say, in the name of Jesus, you cyst, you lump, you get out from my body, something will happen. Because your faith is being backed up by substance. What's the substance? The word of God. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. It was arranging in the spirit. Oh, Libra Gabashanda Bagabaya. This part of scripture. Indeed, as I looked, the sun rise and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Next part of scripture. And he said to me, prophesy to the bread and prophesy, son of man, and say to the bread, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O bread, and bring on this slain that they may live. Faith is precise. You are seeing that thing on your body, talk to it. Are you listening to me? That pain on your body, speak to it. Faith is precise. Call the wind to come. Call it to come, it will come. Else, if you don't say anything, you'll be limited and you will make heaven. Because the enemy has come but to what? Steal, to what? Kill, and to what? Destroy. He said, but I am come that you may have life. Not just life in heaven, life to the fullest, even from the earth. Remember, I said, as it is in heaven, so should it be upon the face of the earth. If there's no sickness in heaven, there should be no sickness in your life on earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh, glory to God. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. See how the repair happened. These guys were sleeping in their house, not knowing that the morning they are waking up as a great army. Because somebody prophesied. Are you ready to prophesy this morning? Be on your feet as you speak words. Speak words into that circumstance in your home. Begin to speak words into that challenge in your home. Begin to speak words. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Don't keep quiet, somebody. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead and speak. Speak, 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 speak. Rapaka shomanakaba. I can hear you. Speak, speak. Into your family, into your business, into your career. Speak. Yahweh. 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 Shena makom shiara bo shara diaro sha. Shiara makom shiara niaro sabalata kada diata. Shira maya kola ma sheba ra kaso baya. Shena na ma na na ya rosa. Sheba ya shena ne ma kana ne. Shena ma na ne. Shena pa na kosa na ne ba na ni ya ro shena na. Sheba na na na. Shena ba 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 ba. Sheba kana niyaro sanana ni shaparate saniyaro hamona kana banana naya shemane arabo sarabat. I can hear you, somebody speak God's word. Sharara baba bala kala lalia la baba bala na 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 baba 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 bala katata e baba baba ya na na niya koma na naya ara na na baba baba. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy.
Something is happening in the supernatural. There's a bursting forth. There's a breaking forth. Shana na na mane na ne varana ni na no na ne. Shira na na ni na no shana na ni. Shera na na ne mane na ne na na ne na ne na ne. Shira na shana na ni. As your eyes open, are you seeing? Prophesy as you see. Prophesy as you are led. Say those things. Say it. Say what you want to see. He's changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. Reorganizing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. You are moving everything in this place in obedience to Christ. You are changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. And He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. He's the Scepter of the King. He's the seal of the age, changing everything in this place right now in obedience to Christ. You are changing everything. He's upon us, the Holy Ghost, the anointing upon, He's upon us, custodian of the secret of God. He's upon us, He's God's mighty right hand. He's upon us. He's the scepter of the city of God. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the scepter of the city of God. He's upon us. Shabaka. He's God's mighty right hand. He's upon us. He's the seal of the age to come. He's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, custodian of the secret of God. He's upon you. He's upon us. He's upon me. And He's upon you. He's upon us. He's upon us. The Holy Ghost, He's upon us. Shabbat. He's upon us. Hey, He's upon us. He's the Holy Ghost, He's upon us. He's upon us. Oh, He's upon us. Yeah, He's upon us. The Holy Ghost is upon us. He's upon us. Custodian of the secret of God. He's upon us. The Holy Ghost is upon you tonight, making everything possible. He's upon you. He's the Holy Ghost. the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost. Scepter of the city of God. When the river flows, it begins to bring every debt into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow. Let it flow right now. As this river flows, it begins to make everything come to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow. Let it flow right now. For out of our bellies shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters, higher in your head. Oh, out of our bellies shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters. The Bible says, is there hope for a tree that is dry and cut off? Some of you may feel cut off from God, cut off from purpose, cut off because of your predicament. The Bible says, is there hope for a dry tree? Is there hope for it? There is no hope, but the Bible says, at the scent of water, it said, thy board will rise. That's what the anointing upon is doing tonight. At the scent of water. Lift your hands everywhere and say, Lord, touch me tonight. That special thing I've been praying about. Now test and see that the Lord is good. That thing you have been praying about. Say, Lord, now touch me. The anointing upon is so strong here. That one thing, your health, your career. Talk to the Lord. Tell him, touch me now. Hey, right now. Ooh, right now. If you are sick, I'm tempted to say remain on your sick seats, but can you just come out? Anyone that is sick, you've been suffering from this sickness, come out fast.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.